Welcome to season 2 of Level With Us, where we'll be taking even deeper dives into the root causes and the intersecting issues of Central Ohio's housing crisis. Whether you're a first-time listener or a follower of the pod, thank you for lending your ears to an effort that is desperate for more attention, more voices, and more action. Everyone is affected by our housing shortage, whether you're a homeowner, a renter, a landlord, or someone experiencing homelessness or housing instability. And all of us have a role to play in fixing it. So here in season 2, I'm bringing on more experts, community organizers, and leaders that I hope inspire more of you to find out what that role is. Today I'm with two of my colleagues, Laverne Price, Senior Director of Resource Development, and Shanika Smith, our new VP of Programs and Impact. We're doing a bit of a different episode today. In times of uncertainty, like we're in, we believe it's important to back the organizations in our community making a difference. One of the ways you can support the work we do, Homeport, is by attending our annual event, Voice and Vision, which is going to take place on October 21st this year. I'll put a link to the dedicated webpage and registration page in our show notes. And registration is just open, so we decided to take this opportunity to delve into Voice and Vision, its purpose, its goals, and what makes it a worthwhile way to spend an afternoon.
When I first started nearly 23 years ago, the event was called Bringing People Home. And I think in about 2015 is when the name changed. And it went from being the Bringing People Home celebration to the Voice and Vision celebration. And the large thrust behind that was we had an icon of the organization who we say was a trailblazer and still is a trailblazer in the space of affordable housing, Maud Hill. She was celebrating 25 years at the organization at that time. And so they transitioned it to being the Voice and Vision Award because of her voice and her vision in the community as a leader, as an advocate for the least of these, and pushing the mission forward and advancing the needle and really challenging the system to do better as it relates to affordable housing.
Together, Voice and Vision embodies our purpose in listening deeply and acting boldly and creating a future shaped by and for our community.
Yeah, and I know for a few years, or maybe not consecutively, but there were some Voice and Vision events where we actually had residents speak.
Yes. Right? Yes, that is correct. And I agree with you wholeheartedly, Shamika. A person's voice is the most powerful thing that you can put out into the universe, because what we speak oftentimes becomes reality. And we have to hear and we have to understand what the problems are, what the unique problems are, in order for us to try and problem solve for something. And as you stated, Lauren, we did used to incorporate a lot live. The residents, the clients that we serve, coming to the celebration to tell their story. Because who better can tell the story than the person that lived the story? And so that was a powerful tool that was used to help people understand the true need to see live and living, breathing, what this problem was and how we could all come together to solve for it. So yes, we did have leaders, community leaders, we had residents come to the ceremony to tell the story, help tell the story.
And it's kind of transitioned into the impact videos yes. that we do now. We're lucky this year to have some great stories to tell. One that sticks out to me is the one of Fatima, mm-hmm. a Fuller Run show, and her family. I know that our down payment assistance programs are currently kind of in suspension, mm-hmm. but their story was an incredible one about especially in this time, an immigrant family who's been, you know, working tirelessly for over a decade in Columbus, moving from home to home, renting, and then finally getting this opportunity to purchase their first home and move their three children into a stable environment. So that was a cool story I'm excited to show yeah. at the event.
And I think that's a great example of the voice and the vision, because her whole team, because in the home buyer education curriculum, we talk about the team that has to help the buyer get across the finish line. And she really had a strong team behind her, with her lender, her realtor, her counselor, her homebuyer education teacher. So all those things together help push that family across the finish line. And now, I mean, that's an amazing story. I'm excited for people to see it, because to see the smile on the husband's face, being able to honor his wife and his family and give them the keys to a home, the children to run to their bedrooms and show us their bedrooms, that just, everybody in the room was crying when we were doing the story, because you could just feel the happiness. Because one of the things we realize in the work that we do is a home creates security for a family. Children aren't moving from place to place. They're not going from school to school. They're able to create a foundation. The family can come home at night, sit around a table, gather around a table, have dinner. She showed us their family room area where they have this huge sofa that with a big TV where they can all sit down and watch movies together at night. And just seeing that brings your heart joy, because I think sometimes we take for granted what we have as people. And when you see a family just overjoyed that they've created a sense of stability for themselves, it's priceless. And so that is going to be a fabulous story to see on annual event day.
Every year we choose a theme to align our messaging around for the event, and this year's is Stronger Together, Resilience in Action. I think this theme could probably encompass the last 10 years, truly. But this year, with so many changes to funding and just a tidal wave of uncertainty at the federal level trickling down to Ohio and Columbus, we thought it only appropriate to rally our staff and supporters around a sentiment that unifies and inspires.
Stronger Together, Resilience in Action, like, we're highlighting the power of unity in overcoming challenges. At the end of the day, we are all trying to unite to overcome this burden and this challenge of access to affordable housing. For me, again, as a new person here, I'll be able to say that for 365 days. I believe it's emphasizing how collective strength, support, shared commitment drives lasting impact and empowers communities to thrive. Mm-hmm. Like, at the end of the day, we've talked about building community, creating, you know, these opportunities, and we want those to be thriving communities, but we have to do that together.
What this says to me is, we're not in a sprint. This is a marathon, and it's going to take time. Unfortunately, we live in a society today where everybody wants everything yesterday. and in the space that we're in, it can't happen yesterday. There's a lot of moving pieces. There's a lot of education that has to happen. Again, that awareness piece is critical, because, like you mentioned, Homeport isn't a household name. We're working on it, but we're not a household name. So the more awareness building, the more advocacy that we can have going on in the community, the more that we're out there in the space and people see us, they see our brand, they see our name, the more they begin to trust us, because that's a big, huge part of it. The community has to trust us. The people have to trust us. And so that's what we work very hard to do, to be that safe space where people can come to us with the need. We assess it, and if there's something that we can do about it, we act on it, whether it's go down on the hill and be a mouthpiece, whether it's have an event that creates awareness, whatever it is that it's going to take for us to advance the cause of affordable housing, Homeport has been willing to do it. And that's, to me, that's some of that resiliency in action. We've had our moments where, you know, we didn't know, just because of what's going on worldwide. But we've stayed resilient. We've stayed the course. You know, our leadership has been strong and has a strong commitment to the community and to the people that we serve. And so as staff, we continue to do that. We continue to be resilient. We continue to be creative.
Tied to this theme and to the core purpose of Voice and Vision itself, we named two honorees this year. Our Voice awardee, Michael Corey, who's executive director of the Human Service Chamber of Franklin County, and Jeff Edwards, president and CEO of Installed Building Products, or IBP. They'll be present at the event and making remarks of their own.
We have Michael Corey.
Let me just say something about Michael Corey. Yeah. I don't know that there's enough that can be said about Michael Corey. During a time where organizations were trying to figure out what reality looked like, we're talking about March 13th, 2020, he unashamedly stepped up and stepped in and became, I mean, all things to all people, and created safety for organizations, as a majority of us were not closed at the time, right? Social service agencies, all of them were not closed. They were still doing work, just kind of doing it differently. And he took up the mantle and became an advocate, became, you know, a listening ear, became a staunch supporter of all things for people service. And I don't know that we could say enough words about him. And so he is deserving of this honor.
Yeah. And he's such a genuine person. I think what stood out about, every year we create that honoree video, and mm-hmm. we feature the people that they know and their colleagues. And I think it says something that the people he chose have known him for so long.
Yes.
And there was this common thread of just like, the Michael you know today is the Michael that has always been. And he always shows up as himself and as like a very genuine, authentic person.
I've known him in different spaces in my professional life, and the Michael Corey you see in 2025 is the same Michael Corey that I saw in 2015. Mm-hmm. He does not change, and he is a wonderful human. Mm-hmm. I have seen him be a wonderful father, yes, as well as a wonderful husband.
Yeah,
I can't say enough things about him, and there is never a space and place where I don't see him and we don't see each other and we just... And we embrace, because he's that kind of person.
He gave us all a safe space during a crisis time. And even today, I find myself looking for the emails to come through, because yet again, we're at a time where the times are challenging. And I think he's been a stabilizer, especially for those of us in the social service industry, in the business of helping people, help keep us calm while we figure out the rest. He's an information board. And so he's all things. If you need to know something, try and look for one of the human services briefings, and I guarantee you what you're looking for is in there. So I couldn't agree more. I haven't known him as long as you and some others, but what I do know of him, and when I've been in his presence, it's just been overwhelmingly warm, kind, and informational.
And then we have Jeff Edwards.
He is silent strength.
Yeah, he's the quiet storm.
Quiet storm, silent strength. And again, what I know about him is there's not an ask you could have of him that he would not say yes to. And I know that that sometimes is weird in our space, but things that he is passionate about and things that make sense to him, it's an easy yes for him.
When Leah and I went to his office to present to him that we wanted him to be the vision for our event this year, he was overjoyed, and what I got out of that interview is he gets it, because yes, he's this businessman, and his business is totally separate from what we do in affordable housing. It has nothing to do with it, but those are the kind of community leaders and advocates that we need in this space. We need people beyond housing that understand it and get it, and to be mouthpieces, to be advocates for us in the community, and he got it all, and he's in the rooms with the other people on the other side who are in the affordable housing space, builders, and things like that, where he can have influence and share and be a mouthpiece to explain what the need is and how collectively we can work together to meet those needs. So he sat there and he told us, and he strategized on things that we could do, and that just made us even more confident and happy in the selection that we had made for 2025.
Yeah. I think as a business leader, he's also aware that as someone who, you know, has made his life in business, the folk that work with and for and around him also need somewhere to live.
Mm-hmm.
So housing and business go together like peanut butter and jelly.
He said people should be able to live where they work, in the areas where they work. Mm-hmm. And that's where we come in. We move the needle. We challenge the system. We go into places like Hilliard, Delaware, Fairfield County, because people don't necessarily always want to live in Central City or downtown Columbus. They want to live in the suburbs, in Reynoldsburg, in Gahanna, Urban Crest. They want to live all over the city. So that's very helpful in helping people see and understand that as we go out to the area commissions and the different organizations in the areas to help them understand why they need to bring affordable housing to those areas.
Along with honorees, we typically welcome a keynote to Voice and Vision. This year, we're hosting economist Michael Hicks of Ball State University.
Our goal behind that was to contextualize everything that's going on and show people where we are headed if things don't change. Mm-hmm. Show people where things could be if they invest in something like affordable housing.
Yeah. And think about, you know, when we think about events, you know, annual events, people always make an assumption like, oh, we're just here to raise money. Like, that is not the only thing that we're doing. It is, we're building community awareness, we're strengthening relationships and supporters. But for the economists, it's like, this is now a platform, right, to share stories, but to inspire continued investment. And as you said, like, investment in this mission, which is ultimately going to drive change not only here, but everywhere.
Yeah.
And one of the great things about Dr. Hicks is he's an economist who understands housing and understands affordable housing. And that's where we're looking for him to hone it in, to wrap the two together for people to understand, like Shamika said, how do we advance the mission? How do we keep the cause going? Because, you know, if we don't have a strong economy,
people don't know where to focus their time or energy or attention. But they still need to know what these changing policies and funding mechanisms are going to mean for the stability of not just the economy broadly, but for their neighborhood, for Central Ohio. So I hope that that can kind of bring people down to earth in a way, and allow people to understand maybe what to expect and then how to plan for that.
So aside from the wonderful honorees and the insights we gain from Michael Hicks, why come to something like Voice and Vision?
Our event is mission-driven, I will say that, and I'll say it's rooted in the neighborhoods where we serve. Like, we're making every guest, every person who comes to the event, everybody who buys a ticket, everybody who says, I'm going to be a sponsor, a part of the solution, not just a spectator. So I would say that's what's different about our event is it's rooted in a solution, and it's rooted in our mission.
I liken our annual event to an annual report live. We're reporting out that we're being good stewards. We're highlighting the partners to let them know that we appreciate them and we're thanking them. It's a time where oftentimes when you're behind the scenes working, staff doesn't get to see all the people that are making it happen for them. So it gives staff a chance to even thank the sponsors, to thank the community, you know, to thank everyone for coming out and being supportive. And it creates the awareness. That's the biggest thing, to create awareness of the need, awareness of where we're going, awareness of how much it costs, because we need to be transparent about that. Just because we had this one event doesn't mean mysteriously all the needs of Homeport are met. This is just a small fraction. Because we have to have multiple sources of income to make it happen. And it's a good thing that we operate that way, because if we were solely dependent upon federal dollars right now, we'd be in a serious crisis. But because we have so many avenues where we seek out contributions, donations, funding sources, it keeps us viable. It keeps our doors open. It keeps us going to where, yes, we may have a little whoop, but we don't get boom when, you know, financial things happen in the world.
I like the sound effects.
Yes.
And I liken it to also our area of expertise, right? We all have an event to go to and get dressed up for and support, because we don't do this work alone. And so while we may have to go to other events and people have to come to ours, I would say, again, come to ours. it's just an opportunity to hear that home is where the heart is.
Mm-hmm. That, and I think, you know, Homeport isn't exactly a household name, but I don't think you could name many neighborhoods around here that doesn't have a Homeport community. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're in your neighborhoods, we're in your city. Mm-hmm. Like, you should know who we are. We're providing housing here.
Yes, that's my new tagline. I build houses.
And you know you're onto something, Lauren, because when you said we build communities, that's what we hold our hat on. We don't just go in and onesie-twosie it or go in and say, okay, we put up a development. It's about building community. It's about the investment in the community. I think of North Abroad. That was something that we just dreamed about. And for years and years and years, we wanted to build single family housing. Well, the year finally came and we had the support of the community, the political leaders, and look at how that area is thriving now. Mm-hmm. You think of about an area such as Milo Grogan. We're getting ready to have a community dedication there. Look at how that's thriving. You think about American Addition and how much has happened and how much changed. They didn't even have infrastructure, streets, sidewalks out there. And look at what the added value, because we don't just come in to put houses. We want to build a safe, decent, and affordable housing community for people to live with security, dignity, and opportunity. Mm-hmm. And so as long as we stay true to the mission, which is what we keep talking about here, I think we're going to be successful.
Yeah. There are a lot of Band-Aids out there, and I agree with you and something that you said a couple minutes ago about backing a proven solution. Because not only are we developing new communities every year, 2-3 new communities, but, you know, we're also addressing the issue of inequitable access to home ownership, mm-hmm. and giving people that, you know, that doorway in. Once we build the community, we have a resident services team going in there and making, you know, critical resource connection for folks. We don't stop at the bricks and sticks.
Absolutely, and housing is a solution to breaking the cycles of poverty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Breaking the cycles of generational poverty. And, you know, you mentioned just a few seconds ago, we're at a very interesting space in our current world. I'll leave it at that. There's some decisions that we all have to make. And people should be able to have a roof over their head, mm-hmm. where they want it to be, mm-hmm. at a price that is reasonable, in a space that is decent, that is dignified, and that they can call their own.
Are you feeling inspired? Do you want to attend Voice and Vision, but maybe you want to go a step further? Sponsorship is a route you can take.
I think you become a part of the solution. By you being a sponsor, you're adding to our bottom line, which our bottom line creates additional affordable housing units and provides the wraparound services to support those that live in home port housing or move on to purchase their own single family homes. But being for staff of organizations to be able to see, because a lot of them, they believe in our mission, but they may not necessarily have the tangible means to invest in our mission. If they're at the organization, if they're at the event representing their organization, they then see, wow, I am a part of this, just indirectly. And so I think that's a big win, too, for corporations, for your the corporation staff to see that where they work for, they're invested in a greater cause.
And your employees live in our neighborhoods, mm-hmm. in our communities, possibly in our apartments, mm-hmm. possibly in our homes. That would just be a wonderful continuum of care. To say I work at a place that helped to sponsor an event and now I live there, or that I purchased a home there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had companies where employees who have, I think it was, they used our home buyer education courses, mm-hmm. Put our name in the hat for their company's mm-hmm. donation, yeah. annual donation.
And we've been recipients of that. We've had a lot of companies, they have their own internal funds where once a year they will pick a cause on behalf of the staff to donate to. And we've been recipients of those such awards several years.
And supporting Voice and Vision isn't supporting the event. It is going directly into our general fund, which allows us greatest flexibility mm-hmm. in how we use those dollars.
Absolutely.
We put them where they're most needed. Mm-hmm. But I know that if donors have a specific passion project that they want to be involved in, if they're particularly interested in supporting our children's programs mm-hmm. or, you know, our senior programs or housing advisory, like, there are ways to earmark those dollars and
absolutely.
Yeah.
If anyone is interested in becoming a donor or even just learning more about the organization, they can reach out to me personally and you can let me know that you want to know more on how you can be involved, or you just want to know more,
come on a bus tour.
You can come on a bus tour.
You can volunteer. Like, we have volunteer opportunities. So, you know, whether you're in a civic organization, or, you know, you're doing a family challenge, or with your church, or, you know, with your colleagues, like, we have opportunities for you to get involved with your time.
Level With Us is brought to you by Homeport and is recorded, mixed, and edited by Lauren Sega. All sources are in the show notes. Homeport creates strong communities by developing quality, affordable homes on a cornerstone of dignity, security, and opportunity. To learn more, or if you'd like to support our mission, visit us at homeportohio.org.